Thank you for calling in for our weekly word of wisdom, instruction, and encouragement. The lesson is entitled, What's in a Name? The scripture reference is found in Ecclesiastes 7, verse 1. It says, A good name is better to be had than riches and more valuable than a precious ointment or expensive perfume. Sometimes a lot of thought goes into what we name our children. We might look into a baby book or research the meaning of a name, or take the part of one family member and attach it to the part of another family member, and there it is. Or some kids get names with no rhyme or reason, and it might be because the parent was in a really, really bad frame of mind. Or the name they give the child is so hard to pronounce that a nickname is inevitable. I pray you chose wisely before you named your children or gave them a weird nickname. Maybe Boo-Boo, Booger, Goober, Poopsie, Stinky, Fathead. But a reputation, if you're not careful, may follow what you call each other. But in Ecclesiastes 7:1, the reference to a good name being more precious than costly perfume refers to a good reputation preceding and preceding that name. So when someone says your name, what does it reflect? Does it reflect kindness, integrity, dependability, stability, quiet or gentle spirit or personality? Or when someone says your name, do they think of someone that's loud, obnoxious, sneaky, a liar, harsh, flirtatious, somebody that's just plain out mean, inconsistent, or unstable? At one point in my life, I remember my mom or dad saying to one or if not all eight of us that the Combs name is a good name. Don't mess it up. Because my dad had a good business reputation, any eight of us Combs kids could go to the corner store and put anything on his tab just by signing or saying James Combs. There was, or still may be, there still is, a stock brokerage company by the name of E.F. Hutton. It was established back in 1904, and their slogan was, When E.F. Hutton speaks, people listen. And I'm sure it was because his employees were knowledgeable and their advice was dependable. But on the flip side, there are some professionals who do what they do best when they're lying. And that's their reputation, and that's their claim to fame. Until today, I did not really realize how important someone's name or some place name is to God. Every name has a meaning, is important to God. And when he didn't like the name, or the name didn't suit the person or the place for God's time or for God's purpose, he changed the name of the person or the place. And he did it a lot. I was researching it. And I'll just give you a few examples. In Genesis 17, Sarai and Abram became Sarah and Abraham. In Isaiah 62:4, Jerusalem, the forsaken land, became Hephzibah, the land of God's delight. In Genesis 32:28, God changed Jacob's name to Israel. In 2 Samuel 12:25, God changed David's son, Solomon's name, to Jedediah. I didn't remember that. In Acts 13:9, Saul became Paul. Simon became Simon Peter. John and James were surnamed Boanerges, meaning sons of thunder. Even you have a new name that's been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Because Revelation 2:17 says, that a new name is given to everyone who overcomes. So don't let Satan or anyone else call you outside your name or outside your reputation. Because if God says you're an overcomer and you got a new name because of it, that's who and what you are. I Googled my name, and I found out that it means, first of all, I was surprised that I found it, but I found out that it means dependable, down to earth, grounded. It says, I build secure and protect environments. I have original ideas, and that an unknown force gives me strength. What do you know? Well, I know to be true that that unknown force is God. So Google God in the Word of God, and it says that His name is above every name. And without His name, no man can be saved. His name, Jesus, makes demons and devils tremble, and they are controlled by His name. We nicknamed Him some pretty nice names: Emmanuel, Messiah, Savior, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Redeemer, Advocate, High Priest, and Master, just to name a few. But God told Joseph, Mary is going to bring forth a son. Call His name Jesus, for He shall save His people from their sins. What's in a name? Praise God. Your forgiveness is in His name. Your salvation, our deliverance, our healing, peace, joy, strength, it's in a name. Most of all, in that name is love. Love is in that name. Jesus is in that name. Thank you, Jesus, for that name. He loves you. I love you. Be blessed in that name, Jesus. Go with God.